Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Cut you down.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going to the front lines of history in the making in Ukraine and many other places. But we're going initially to Wisconsin, believe it or not. History is being made in Wisconsin. As a development, yesterday, Tommy Thompson, former governor, he was elected four times. He actually was a popular guy. He even got some Democratic votes, independent votes. He was a moderate Republican. He met in Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump yesterday. And there were two people at the meeting besides the two of them. And one of them was Reince Priebus. Reince Priebus is a former chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, and the first chief of staff to Donald Trump. And one little known fact, which you would not believe about Reince Priebus, is that his mother grew up in Khartoum in the Sudan. I don't think she left there till she was in her 20s. There was a Greek community in Khartoum at the time, and that was Reince Priebus' mom. Lived in that community. And then Reince Priebus, when he was younger, actually did some work for the NAACP. Now he's a Republican, but obviously more moderate Republican. The other person at the meeting is Diane Hendricks. She's a billionaire. She and her husband made their money in roofing products. She's from Beloit, but contributes heavily to Republican candidates, and going with Thompson's a sign that she would back him if he were running for governor. I want to unpack that meeting. I want to get below the skin of the meeting, talk about it and its consequence for Wisconsin. I said on this air, I don't know, a couple of months ago when Tommy Thompson was thinking of running for governor. Obviously, I'm a Democrat, but I am very alarmed at the drift in the Republican Party to fascism. Very alarmed at the drift to overturn elections, to deny the peaceful transition of power, and to, in effect, rig elections. And then when you can't rig them, you simply change the results. In other words, these bills and Republican gerrymandered legislatures around the country, to have a gerrymandered Republican legislature pick presidential electors rather than the people in an election. And I said then, and I believe it now, that if Tommy Thompson ever got in, at least he would not go along with that kind of stuff. He would not, he's not a fascist, and he wouldn't attack our elections. When I, he was head of the UW system, interim head, and gave that up several weeks ago. And he announced at the time that he would think about running for governor by the end of April. He wanted to go fishing, he said. That's what he said. He wanted to go fishing. And I figured, well, the filing deadline, I think, is the beginning of June, and or at least signatures have to be circulated by the beginning of June. And if a guy wants to run for governor, typically he will get off the dime a lot quicker than this. So I sort of thought, okay, Tommy's decided not to do it. Tommy's 80 years old, and he was elected four times, but he's long of tooth. His salad days are long gone, so what? In any event, this meeting surfaces, and there are two interpretations of the meeting. One of them is, there are no circumstances that I could ever see or tolerate the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, being governor of the state. She's like Kristi Noem in South Dakota. She's like Kim Reynolds in Iowa, a very attractive woman who absolutely, if you look in their eyes and you see what they do, absolutely a doctrinaire, rigid Trumper, and would badly hurt the state. And this guy Nicholson is even worse. This guy, Kevin Nicholson, was a Democrat. He was the head of the Young Dems, and he spoke at a Democratic National Nominating Convention. He actually spoke at the convention. Suddenly, he thought, well, I can't get elected as a Democrat, so he decided to become a Republican. He switched everything right on a dime. He's the guy in 2018 who said that Democrats who are military veterans, like myself, I'm a Navy veteran, are traitors, have betrayed the United States because they vote Democratic. And I said, I challenged him to debate. I said, you want to talk about that, Jack, and what you did in the military and everything? Okay, let's do it right now. He chickened out, didn't accept the debate, and he's not saying that stuff again, but that's the kind of guy he is. You can't have him. You can't have him. A nut. You can't have a nut. I think the Republican Party is looking at this and saying, we can't beat Evers. Evers' favorables are up over 50% now. He hasn't offended anybody. And I've said before, I'm not afraid to speak on both Democrats and Republicans, saying he should do more, a hell of a lot more. I know there's lame duck and all that that constrain him, but there's a bully pulpit and we're not hearing it. But one of the benefits to his approach is he hasn't ticked anybody off. They go, I was saying, over in Michigan, they're going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer and take her to a cabin and interrogate her in Wisconsin. And nobody's thinking of kidnapping Evers. It's a felony. It'd be disgusting. They have to be punished if they did. But why? Who is he? I mean, that's really the way it looked. And yet I've got to say that there are benefits to that approach. There are benefits to that approach. Nobody dislikes you. Nobody hurts you. Go into the voting booth, and all you're going to see is it's the Duchess of Foxconn, the cheerleader, Rebecca Clayfish, for Scott Walker, and getting swindled by the Chinese, over $4 billion we promised them. We ended up getting soaked for $1 billion and gave them $80 million more to get out of town. And they blocked the Oshkosh company for creating 1,000 jobs and constructing post office vehicles there on the land that we basically gave them. And the Republicans enabled that. And at the groundbreaking ceremony with the golden shovel, Donald Trump was in. Scott Walker was there. Paul Ryan was there. And Ron Johnson was there. We were swindled. We were swindled. Foxconn. Chief swindler was Scott Walker. But his cheerleader, with the pom-poms and the skirt, or behind him jumping up and down going, we're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't smoke and we don't drink. Okay. Okay, so you're going to be governor, are you? Like Kristi Noem and Kim Reynolds. The Republicans are beginning to tumble to the fact that they are not going to win with the Duchess of Foxconn. And they're not going to win with Kevin Nicholson, the former head of the Young Democrats in the country, who insults military veterans who happen to be Democrats. Hey, I got news for you. There are more military veterans in union halls than there are in hedge fund conference rooms, Nicholson, okay? So don't be walking around union halls and telling people that their military service is flawed, okay? That would be an extremely, not only unwise, but dangerous thing to do. It'd be as if Will Smith, when he ran up on the stage at the Oscars, instead of slapping Chris Rock, he'd slap The Rock. And if that had happened, Will Smith would have been on his back unconscious. So these clowns, Nicholson and the Duchess of Foxconn, they're not going anywhere. So everybody's going in the Republican Party. We need Tommy Thompson. I'll be honest with you. I hope he is the Republican nominee because I think it's the best chance that if things take a bad bounce, and I hope they don't, that he was governor. He was elected four times and governor for three full terms, a little of a fourth till he went into the cabinet with George W. Bush. I do not think he's a fascist. I know him personally, and I do not think he's a bad guy. I don't agree with him on a lot of issues. I'm a Democrat. I get it. However, You cannot have the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and Nicholson in there as governor. But the thing that concerns me is by going down to Mar-a-Lago, is this just a very, very smart play by Thompson saying to Trump, at least stay out of the race, Trump. You know, don't attack me. Remember, Trump tried to recruit Sean Duffy, whom he liked, congressman from Hayward, who didn't run for re-election, lives in New Jersey right now with his wife, to come back because he liked Duffy. Trump does not like Rebecca Clayfish. He doesn't like Nicholson. They're not going to harness the Trump base. And Thompson is trying to feel Trump out. The other blacker look at it is Thompson's going pro-Trump. Thompson will try to shut down our voting. And if that happens, he's not only is he not going to win, he did lose to Tammy Baldwin, but that would be dangerous for the state. So there's nothing I can do about who gets nominated in the Republican Party, but I can speak my piece and you can understand what I'm saying and you can make up your own mind. But I am guardedly optimistic that Thompson is thinking of getting in with it and clearing out people whom I think are clearly unsuitable for governor, clearly would stop free voting in Wisconsin. Thompson, at least in my view, from my experience with him, would not. I think he has integrity. I still think that it's essential to have a Democratic governor because we have to have the veto power over a gerrymandered legislature. But this is war. I mean, in a very real way, sadly, after Ukraine, this is war. And we have got to protect the integrity of our voting systems. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.